Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Sarah Hunter's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Did I say that right, Sarah?
Bottomlineinc.com, and we have a new website we are launching this weekend. So excited.
We are, too. So that's the same place, bottomlineinc.com.
Same place,
so
different,
folks,
different function.
Set your clock so you'll be the first ones to get to see this week.
We'll be the second ones. Let's make sure that when you launch websites, it's always nerve-wracking because blows up.
Exactly. Okay, so let's talk about family vacation homes. The best way to keep it in the family, I'm going to say the best way, is don't have a mortgage on it. What do you think?
Well, it's not that simple. It has nothing to do with the mortgage or the not mortgage. It's how the future generations can manage the financing of it and managing the ownership and the upkeep.
But that's what I'm saying. If you don't have a mortgage, then all you got is the maintenance and the upkeep. You don't at least you don't have the threat of it being foreclosed on.
Well, that's true, except so tell me this. So what happens when you and your two siblings, and I don't know how many siblings you have the house, and then one sibling says, you know what, I live across country.
Right.
And I hardly go there.
It happens.
So I really don't want to continue to contribute.
I don't want to pay a $5,000 for the taxes.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So it really is setting up the structure. And frankly, we did this with our business because it's privately held. You have to set up the rules for how it will be structured, how people use the house, and then how it will be passed along, right? Mm-hmm. So things like if somebody is going to want to get out, what are the rules for can they sell it to an outsider, or do they sell it only within themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you
and
don't want to just...
This is going to become a bigger issue as the baby boomers move on, as we march toward the future, these things are happening.
Well, it is. I mean, I have friends of them who have family houses, and it really can be a huge burden in terms of managing it across the siblings and the finances of it.
It's rare, unfortunately, for all the siblings to all be, straight up people wanting to do their part, blah, blah, blah.
Or in agreement, or you wanting to use it the same amount of time.
Yeah.
So, we recommend that you set up an LLC. Or, with an operating agreement.
Huh.
So you really literally make it like a company.
Right.
Right, because if you just give it to one kid or give it to multiple kids in trust, they
mm-hmm.
become, there's debates over who's the
mm-hmm.
trustee, there's debates who owns it. So you set up an LLC with an operating agreement that lays out the rules.
Do you set aside establish an amount of money that you pay if one uses it more than the other, they have to pay a proportional increase amount?
What do you mean?
Well, allocating the use of it and the expenses. If I use it more than you do,
you set up all those rules. And what are the things? I mean, theoretically, you might divide if you got three siblings and everybody gets it a third of the time. But everyone wants Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a ski house, everyone wants Christmas in Vermont,
right?
So you set up rules where you rotate, right? And maybe you set up sections of time rather than specific weeks. So it might be 2 to 3 week use periods that rotate so that
right.
you take turns. Once every 3 years, you get it at that period of time.
I think the LLC idea is a really good one.
Well, it is, but again, it's hard. So when we set it up with our company, my siblings and I, we joked how we killed each other off because you have to think of crazy things. What
mm-hmm.
happens if somebody divorces? What happens if somebody
right.
leaves the family? What happens, again, if they move to Alaska
mm-hmm.
and they have no use for ever seeing Vermont again?
Right.
And then, so who can you sell it to? And then, what's the valuation? So let's say we have a rule that says, okay, I'll allow you to sell, right? And we say, but you have to sell it back to the family rather than selling
mm-hmm.
it to an outsider.
First option, first right of refusal.
Right. But then, you have to figure out what's fair value for that person. So, you get outside auditors to come in and do valuation so that the seller, the person that wants to get out, gets somebody to evaluate the property, and the remaining owners. Because, of course, the remaining owners want to maximize the dollars, and the seller wants to minimize the value.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out rules for every single thing along the way. But just like with planning your wills and your estate, If you set it up early and you put together all those rules early, you don't have fights later on.
Well, and have the rules, have it on paper. Nobody can complain. Nobody can argue with it. Once you agree, it's done.
Right. But you do it. It's best to do it before the emotions
early
get
on.
High
early
and before
on.
Somebody needs the money before they're, you know,
that's
to pay their kids' college tuition.
Before there's a big bill, a bill due.
Yeah.
That somebody's got to write a check for. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Hey, Sarah, good job today. I need the website one more time, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
And new one coming up. New website this weekend.
This weekend, new features, better connection between articles. Come back and keep coming back.
Who says we don't provide you with excitement here on the Small Business Advocate Show? Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. She's simply the best. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.